Well, your work is certainly fascinating, interesting, and extremely crucial to the community here. I wanted to kind of take a look at more of the big picture, and along those lines that you were just discussing, how can we raise awareness about the commonality of the three divine religions and make sure that people understand that these three religions are based on the love of God, the fear of God, and the necessity of very high morality?
So that's not an easy one, because so often what we wind up doing is speaking a lot of platitudes. Those platitudes are sometimes true, but they're seldom effective. Meaning, we all believe in God, we all believe in tolerance, we all believe in respect. Well, yes and no. So to say that it's just a question of love of God and fear of God, and that all roads lead to the same place, winds up falling on deaf ears. People who are truly, truly committed to a revealed word of God are going to treasure their belief system and their values and not want to see them diluted by, can't we all hold hands and sing Kumbaya and be one big happy family? It's not quite that simple. There are key differences that can't be papered over. To try, as I said, to say that we're all the same and all religions basically can be reduced to love thy neighbor as thyself is simply not true. And it doesn't do service to the intensity of religion and to the specific modes in which people of different religions relate to God as their creator and as the ultimate being of the universe that they have a relationship with. So here's the suggestion, though. In past, in centuries and even millennia past, anyone who was a member of a different group was considered to be a competitor and, in a sense, the real enemy, especially as religions were trying to get their selves established. I think it's very important for people to turn around and understand that what's happened in the last couple of decades, and even less, has been a sea change in the way we operate in the world. The enemy, to use a strong word for any of us, should not be the competing religion or the competing sect within the religion. The global village has shrunk, but so much of the culture of that global village is counter to religion, period. The only absolute that has survived in much of the world is there are no absolutes. Personal autonomy is the new God. There always was a push for this, and there were always people who wanted more freedom and were willing to redefine religion in that way. But things really have shifted in the last couple of years. The self has become the center of so much. Some of it is technology, the fact that I can have my whole world in my device in front of me, and everything that comes in, my friends, my entertainment,